You're listening to the Simple Truth Radio Show. This show is sponsored by the Seventh-day Church of God and can be heard Monday through Friday on this station or worldwide on the internet where it's archived at www.keepthesabbath.com. Click on the radio show link for details. Well, greetings again. We're continuing on with the study on the Sabbath and wrapping it up towards the end of this study. And we're talking about the last couple shows, Daniel, the book of Daniel, and the book of Revelation. Now, I ran out of time when I was talking about the seal of the living God, talks about in Revelation chapter 7, and how the angels are instructed to have the seal of the living God. They have a mark that is put on the foreheads of God's people in verse 4. And God has a mark, that's the Sabbath, and Satan has a mark, the mark of the beast, which includes, it's a whole beast system, it includes Sunday. And folks, it's extremely important now. It's only been the last few years. Now, well, let me back up. The last 3-4 years that they've been publicly announcing this system, the framework for the Mark of the Beast system that they're rolling out. They've been working on this for a long time. But one of the ways that they're going to control people, you won't be able to buy or sell, is with this digital currency that the Fed dollar that they're dreaming up to create. And it's going to be awful news for people. The easiest way to control people is you make them hungry. If they don't comply, if they don't do what you say. And the biggest problem with not being able to buy or sell is, you know, you're not even going to go one day without being able to have access to food before your belly is aching and your children's bellies are aching. When your children look into your eyes and say, "Mommy or Daddy, I'm hungry," you'll do almost anything for them. You'll sacrifice yourself for your children if you have any love flowing within your veins. And that's how they're going to control everybody, with the digital currency. How do you think that the little girl at Walmart, and they don't even have that, most of the registers are now self-checkout where you check yourself out. What are you going to do? Go to self-checkout? And how are you going to pay for that? You can't buy or sell unless you're part of this system, unless you've taken the mark of the beast, Satan's mark. So, the groundwork is for government control, yes. They want to regulate everything you do. If they decide that everybody is allotted 5 gallons of gasoline a week, and you pull into the pump and you try and fill your car up, and you've already used your 5 gallons up, guess what? You can't fill your car. And for those of you that have been sucked into this electric vehicle fiasco, you can't charge your car either if they've decided that you've driven too many miles, that you've exceeded your carbon footprint. And, if you haven't taken your vaccine, your COVID shot, your RSV, your flu vaccine, the hoax where they've injected bioweapons to murder you, you won't be able to go down to Walmart or Kroger and buy your groceries. They're going to completely control us. Is God working with and calling you? Do you want to learn the truth? The Seventh-day Church of God is the only place in East Tennessee you can go to hear it. Come next Sabbath, time is running short. The views of this show are not necessarily the views of this station. It's produced outside of government control and censorship under the First Amendment. This show is sponsored by the Seventh-day Church of God in Knoxville, Tennessee, and is archived at www.keepthesabbath.com. Click on the radio show link for details.